Hello, my audio boo friends. It is my 14th and 15th episode of October. This is going to be, I think, my second or third take on this October, or this October combo, I guess, because my H4 didn't record my first two attempts. I thought it did. I thought I had pushed the recording button, but then it somehow paused itself. I might have inadvertently hit the record button again or turned it off or something. I'm not exactly sure what happened. So today's, combo topics are the your five favorite artists and your five least favorite artists. Well, I'll start with the five favorite ones and go in order of the octavers. If I take, let's say, the last year of my music listening and try to sum it up into five artists, I would say the ones that have taken most of my listening time have been, and I'm going to have to pause this because there's a police car coming. Okay, a little bit of October excitement there from the police. Okay, that was kind of strange because we were all at a traffic light and we all had to kind of squeeze over to let him go by. But it's okay, he's gone now. Right, so I was talking about my five favorite artists. And I would say that in no particular order, I'm just going to shoot out a few that I've been listening to, say, in the last year. So it would be Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, Pat Metheny, Al Di Meola, Charlie Hunter. Those are the first ones that sort of popped to mind that I listen to periodically. I mean, I'll listen to other stuff too, because often I just take the iPhone and throw it on shuffle and just listen to different music. And there I have such diverse genres and artists on my iPhone that I couldn't even tell you what I listen to. It goes everything from Barbra Streisand to Metallica. Okay, it's just all over the place. There you go. I bet you Barbra Streisand never figured she would ever be mentioned in the same sentence with Metallica. All right. You heard it here first. But kidding aside, if you notice something, all of those artists are guitar players. And I don't know if it's because I've been trying to drum guitar into my head for the last couple of years, playing it badly. So playing guitar and just listening to a lot of guitar playing to, you know, pick up little nuances and techniques and stuff that I might try and figure out. So that's one. And it also, it's just, I got a Joe Satriani CD for Christmas last year, and I've been listening to that on and off over the year. Of course, Steve Vai, I always go back to, he's my go-to guitarist, rock guitarist god of choice these days, because again, he just does some amazing stuff. And even at that, you know, it's, I have to admit, after about a year of listening to him, it's wearing a bit thin. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just that, like a lot of things, if I listen to the same music over and over and over again, after a while I tend to get kind of bored of it. And then I'll put it aside, listen to something else, and then I certainly will go back to it. Sometimes in a month, sometimes in a week, depending on what it is. I'll also go back and listen to Genesis and Rush and other progressive rock groups. A lot of my listening is of jazz and different genres of jazz. So narrowing it down to five artists, I can't. Not really. I mean, I've named five off the top of my head that I know I've listened to recently and I've enjoyed listening to. Now, the next topic, which was for the 15th episode of October, is your five least favorite. Well, those, I'm not even going to bother naming my five least favorite artists because I don't listen to them. They're my least favorite. And I couldn't even say, you know, rank the artists I listen to because it changes from week to week, from month to month, from mood to mood. So even that is almost impossible to do. So I'm not even going to bother. But I thought I'd mention it because it is the 15th topic for this wonderful month of music here on Audio Boo. So this is a sort of a combo octaver. I'm trying vehemently to catch up with my octavers. I'm really far behind. And I'm not even 100% sure I can finish all my octavers within October, which is kind of weird, doing an octaver in November. But I may end up having to do that. I'll just have to see. But for now, I bid you farewell, and I hope you're having a wonderful day, or have had a wonderful day, and thanks for listening.